You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, I know many of you will have seen the pictures of Roy Keane this week at his mother's funeral. So what is it like when your grief becomes public property like that? Because dealing with loss and grief is incredibly complicated for anyone. But that public element of it adds another very difficult dimension. So how do you cope with loss when there are cameras in your face or there are people who you don't know laying claim to the one that you've lost? I'm joined now by Siobhan McGowan, who's sister of Shane McGowan. Siobhan, hello. Good morning to you.
Hi, Claire. Nice to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. And just looking at those pictures of Roy brought this to mind this week. It is an incredibly difficult time when you're grieving someone so close, but you will have experience of the public side of it as well, or the forced public side of it. What was that like in your experience?
Well, I've had kind of two, because Mum died in 2017 on New Year's Day. So because of Shane being her child, obviously there was a lot of media attention, and it was particularly awful. That was very traumatic, because it was New Year's Day. I was in Cork, Shane was in Dublin, and Dad, who's elderly, was in Tipperary. And we got a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying that she had died, basically, in a car. Suddenly, we had no thing. And we're trying to get back to Dad, and we had the guards ringing us. Could you please get Shane, get who you need to get. We're trying to hold the press off. They got it. And they'd got the story. I don't know how they do it. And, because we're holding them off as much as we can to announcing this. And so we just kept going. So my husband rang Victoria, who's Shane's wife, and luckily we got her, and she went to tell him, and he didn't believe it, of course. And no more than we did. And by the time we got back up to Tipperary, I mean, we couldn't talk. Like, we couldn't. This came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have time to ring the relatives. And so a lot of our relatives, Dad's elderly brother, cousins, I think, found out through the media that she had died.
Which is awful, because, I mean, the assumption is, and you probably have experience of this, that you withheld something or you didn't tell people, you know, and really,
oh, yeah,
you just didn't have the time. You weren't given the time to tell people.
No time. Claire, this was a massive shock. This was within hours. I couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk. Like, my mother had just died, like, suddenly, like, you know, in a car, and we didn't even know. And actually, so the next day was dreadful. It was all over the papers. I had to go and identify her. There was pictures of Shane and Mum all over the pictures, papers, Pogue style, whatever, mother dies in crash. She didn't, actually. So that's another thing. She had a cardiac arrest and the car slid into a wall. It was so traumatic. So mm-hmm. that was my first introduction into that.
Yes.
So,
and then we come to Shane's funeral, which felt like a very public event. But for you, this was your brother. You know, you're saying goodbye in a very personal way, but very publicly. Is it a very strange experience?
Well, the thing is that there was a lot of, it's a different thing. With Shane, there was a lot of process. It wasn't a shock when he died, but it was devastating. I think the best thing to say to you is, if you think of anybody, your own close people you've loved, and anybody listening thinks of that, when you go to their funeral, there could be hundreds of people there, and you see everyone, and you see no one. You see absolutely no one.
Yeah.
Because you're in a total daze, and all you can see is the casket before you and the people that you love. And, you know, to be quite honest, there could be thousands there or whatever. It made no, that particularly made no difference to me. The only thing was that I was glad of the respect shown to him. I was very glad of the respect shown to him. And Victoria's nephew, Olin Clark, had arranged it so beautifully that the media were kept back. So there was no scrum. There was a bit of a scrum at Mum's. Mm. So there was no scrum. They were held right back. And I was glad of the respect shown, and it was a huge, on a personal note, it was a huge celebration of his life. It didn't give me what I needed, which was the private communion with my brother to mark the transition of his passing.
With your mother's funeral, then your experience was of the cameras being shoved in your face almost.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that they were there. It was very much wanting to get the pictures, that was not as respectful. It wasn't as respectful.
Shane had been famous for such a long time, but it's not something that you get used to, really, especially when it's not the life that you chose.
Well, I am used to it, to be honest, Claire. I worked with them, and I've been journalism, and right, I've worked with them for years, so I was used to it. So they don't, in other words, it didn't bother me, like, that they were there. I didn't care. My brother had just died. I really didn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what people have to get across. You know, you're not thinking about the TV or anything like that. You're only thinking about this person that you love in the casket.
Yeah.
What I want to say to you, like, I didn't see any of the press about Shane. I didn't see it. And
didn't
say
you?
About Roy Keane. Of course not.
No.
I mean, I doubt if Roy Keane has either. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose we all look at the pictures, you know, of people attending funerals in that way.
Yeah.
You can't help but look at them, and you might have, you know, very sympathetic feelings to that person. But then you ask yourself, should I be seeing this? Should I be looking at this person in their rawest moment, or certainly one of their rawest moments? Do you feel that it's wrong that we see those pictures?
Yeah, it is. It's very voyeuristic. I mean, there's going to be some people that are more respectful than others. Like, you know, so there's going to be some people that will keep their distance and take a picture, and some people that will try and get the picture at any cost. But I mean, obviously, it is. You just have to try and show the respect, you know. But I think it's human nature. I mean, it's been going on for hundreds of years. Like, people, we didn't have cameras for hundreds of years, but I suppose it's human nature to see. You think you know these people, or you have an interest in them. So, you know, I mean, quite honestly, I don't really see why the media are making quite such a thing about Roy's mother. Roy, and with mine, it was kind of more, I think they thought it was sensational, because I think they thought she died in a car crash. If she died maybe in hospital, I'm not sure there would have been quite such a thing. So I'm not quite sure why they're making such a thing of Roy's mother, because it was just a natural death.
Yeah, well, I suppose he is a very famous person. He's very well known. He's very, you know, out there in his in his commentary, and he is a fascinating character in Irish life.
Yeah.
Probably even more so now, if it's possible, than he was in his playing career. So there is that. Mm. Just earlier, you mentioned the private goodbye that you wanted for Shane. How did you manage to do that? And did you feel satisfied that you had done that where you'd marked his transition, I think you said, into the next life? How did you do it?
I went back to the church when there was nobody there. And I saw a priest with my husband, and we lit candles, and I cried, and we talked about it, myself, the priest, and my husband. We lit the candles, and I watched the light of the candles going up. And I didn't say goodbye because I'll never say goodbye. I'll never say goodbye to my mother or my brother. But I marked in my heart the peaceful, transition. I tried to accept the transition, or at least mark it, because I didn't get that in the funeral. It was a great celebration of his life. Mm-hmm. It was a huge celebration of his life, and I'm so glad he got all that massive respect. And I'm still very grateful for the respect he gets today. But I did need that private moment with him and Mom, and just that private, sacred moment.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased for you that you had the wisdom and the foresight to ask for that time to seek it out, because not everybody would realize that they needed it.
Yeah, no, I definitely needed it. I mean, I was just like, yes, I definitely needed it. It was, we'd had all the respect and the passing, and I'm so glad he got that. I'm so delighted. I'm so grateful he got that. But I did need that very private time with him and with Mum, basically, and to know that they, and to mark them there together. And so I did get it, and I did feel satisfied then.
I think there's words of wisdom in that for all of us, really, you know, who are going through that, to take that moment for yourself. Siobhan, it's been lovely to talk to you, and thank you for taking the time to chat to us today. That is Siobhan McGowan.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.